shote. Isn't a shote a baby pig? Is that what it is?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
I gotta look that up.
I think it's a shote. Maybe it is. Come on, look that up later.
It may be disturbing. Where did you keep your hogs and pigs?
In the pig pen.
Okay.
With mud.
Used to be before people had refrigeration, they put their milk and butter in a can or something, take it down and put it in a stream or in a cool, shady place. And do you know the name for a place like this?
No.
Okay, what in the city, besides the brand name, what would you call the milk company?
The dairy.
Okay. What would you call a place around the barn where you might let the cows and the horses and the other animals just walk around?
The barnyard.
Okay. Now, how is that different from a corral?
It's not fenced.
Oh, okay. How do you keep them from getting out the way? It's just a place there by the...
That would be what I would call a barnyard. I probably wouldn't let my cows and pigs and chickens run out there, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not all together, at least.
You'd have a clean barnyard, though. What do you know about raising cotton?
Very little.
Okay. Used to be they had to thin it. They had to go through and thin it by hand, you know? Mm-hmm. Cut out some plants, like every third plant or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they call that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call undesirable grass that grew up in the garden or?
Weeds.
Okay. Cotton and corn grow in a?
What? Grow in a field.
Okay. And tobacco grows in a?
In a field.
Okay. What would you say, what kinds of things would you say would grow in a patch?
Vegetables.
Okay. Okay. What's the difference between a patch and a field?
A patch would be smaller than a field.
Okay. What different kinds of wooden fences are there?
I can't think of all my old names.
There's one kind of wooden fence that has slats and it's usually painted white. It has a little...
There's a picket fence and there's a, I guess, a rail fence. A rail fence would have some vertical pieces, but it would be primarily horizontal, small trees or split trees or whatever.
Uh-huh.
In between the vertical pieces.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen a fence like that, laid in a zigzag pattern?
That's what I'm trying to think of the name of, but I can't think of it. It's a running mirror. I forget what it is. There's some beautiful ones around here, though.
Have you ever heard it called a worm fence, or a herringbone fence, or a Virginia fence, or a chain fence, or a snake fence, or a stake and rider fence, or a chad fence? Chad?
Stake and rider is what I've heard.
Oh, okay. Why was it called that?
Frankly, I don't know, but that is what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Is it called a galloping fence?
No.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of wire fence made with twisted wire and had a little point on it?
Barbed wire.
Okay.
First introduced in San Antonio, Texas.
Is that right?
Demonstrated on the military plaza. Or is it a historical marker?
Demonstrated. Does that mean somebody ran out and threw themselves against it or what?
They penned a bunch of bulls up, I believe, and showed how satisfactory the barbed wire was for keeping them in.
What was the man's
name? I forget. Anyway, there's a historical marker down there, and this was supposed to be the first public demonstration of barbed wire.
That is really neat. Okay.